wick. When you got the landfill, then you took that wick and trimmed it. Get your scissors and trimmed that wick off, the black off. And then you would get a paper and wrap it all around your hand and go in that lamp globe, see, and clean it. And then you'd have to blow your breath in it to get it moist so you could clean it real good. Now, that was a chore. I always did hate to clean a lamp, Jimmy. And they were, because if you didn't wrap up your hand, it'd take you an hour to clean your hand because you'd get sucked if you didn't wash out. And when the, did you ever see an Aladdin lamp? It was a long time out here before we could get lights. And we had an Aladdin lamp. Now, that was really an Aladdin lamp when that light. But if you got a good light to study by, well, if you had a good lamp, why, with the good wick, why, you could study pretty good. But they had lamps, but I tell you, it was a job to keep them clean.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you had clothes, what would you carry them around in? You know, did you see those things that they would weave out of wood or
bark? Baskets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, but we didn't take, but that was what we carried on to all their sins, dinner in baskets. We didn't go nowhere to take our clothes, I don't reckon. I never did remember going nowhere. I reckon the valises. First thing I remember was a valise that I carried mine. It wasn't metal. It was a card, more or less of a cardboard, about that long, about this wide. And it fitted down like a shoebox, only the shoebox was, it would come down, the side of it was longer on each side. It was about that long.
Yep.
That's the first thing I remember. But you're talking about baskets that that they weave. Well, now, that's what we carried went to all these singings in, and picnics and things. And if you went anywhere, for Dylan was asked to bring something. See, you'd go to I had an uncle and aunt Pony, and Aunt Lena and Uncle Pony, and we'd go over there and we'd take our food in those baskets. Had a handle over it, don't you see? They were big baskets. They were about that long. They'd hold a lot of good pies and eggs, fried chicken.
Now, in the top of a bottle, what were they putting?
We had corks in it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And now?
What did we use bottles for?
Yeah.
I don't remember much what come in bottles.
Okay. Now, some of the things that your daddy had around, some of his tools that you might have around.
Well, anything that you would carpenter with, because he had, I remembered they had a lot of good tools. But my brother-in-law now, he had a shop. He couldn't do anything with iron. He had an old-fashioned, you know what an anvil was?
Uh-huh.
You know what an anvil? And a forge?
Yeah.
He had all, my brother-in-law had all of that. And I don't, if my dad had it, I don't remember. But I remember his. And he did all the plows, this brother-in-law of mine. He sharpened all the plows in the neighborhood. He made all the, if anybody wanted a thing mended, they'd bring it to old man Jake Crow, and he would get that thing fixed up, see?
Huh.
He had an old-fashioned forge and shop, and he did all of that. Bellas, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
I know he used to let me pull that thing down. I used to love to see the sparks fly.
He beat the metal with a big old...
Uh-huh. A hammer. Somebody gave Richard one, and I said every time he gets out there, he sharpens some things. I want to clamp something tight, he'll use that, and I think of old man Jake Crow. I've heard him a many a day. And when we called him to dinner, we had dinner bells. I don't know what went with my daddy's old big bell, you see, that they said he had hanging out at the back. And when they said when dinner was ready, Mama would go out and ring that bell. And say, I imagine about 30 minutes before.